We begin tonight with the investigation into that fire at the New Mexico GOP headquarters here in Albuquerque. The Republican Party calling it a deliberate act of arson to the front entrance to their property. Tamara Lopez has been getting reaction from both Republican and Democratic parties and is joining us live now from the scene with a look at the damage. Tamara, what's the very latest here?
Well, Zach, people were boarding up the property this morning. Take a look at the damage still left behind, though. You see those charred, melted doors, the crime scene tape still up here this afternoon. And of course, the doors do have to be boarded up because they were caught on fire. Now, local GOP leaders say that they faced threats before and they probably will in the future, but say it's never okay to escalate things to this type of damage.
The Republican Party doesn't stand for any kind of violence.
New Mexico GOP Chairwoman Amy Barella looked at the charred front doors of her organization's headquarters Sunday. And the longer she looked, the more damage was found.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Thanks, friends, for watching and listening. And we're going to get a pastor's perspective today on the spiritual warfare behind what we see happening now in our culture, throughout our culture and country. We'll answer some questions. We'll talk about these things. Why the silence on the violent attacks against Tesla, thinking they're attacking Elon Musk? Well, what about this one? Democrats lit the assassination culture fuse, and now their silence equals violence. That's the New York Post. How about Harbinger's Daily, justifying murder? Eye-opening study. You're going to be blown away by this one when we get to it. This study reveals the rapidly growing assassination culture in America. And what about this one over at Front Page Magazine? How the left downplays politically motivated crime as just protests. We saw what happened during the year of 2020 and the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation violence, billions of dollars in damage, 25 deaths on the streets of America, and a lot of chaos, unparalleled chaos. So we're going to talk about that with our good friend, Pastor Steve Smotherman today. And how should we respond to this? He's the pastor of Legacy Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The website is legacychurch.com. Brother, thank you so much for your time today. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you. And it's great to be on your program again. What you do is incredible. And I'm very appreciative.
Well, thank you, brother. And I love your voice out there in deep blue New Mexico. That's why we started off with that clip, the fire arson against the Republican headquarters. Why do we rarely see these attacks on the Democrat headquarters? I mean, I can't even think of one instance, but maybe there's one. But before we get to some of these headlines in this story, some of it's disturbing because people are justifying murdering a president. And this is scary territory. The rhetoric has gone off the charts. So before we do that, something a little bit lighter, education. Tell us about Legacy Academy. I know you got this going, I think, a couple years ago over at Legacy Church. Tell us about that, how it's going.
Well, we started Legacy Academy way back in 20 years ago, and we had K-4 through 8th grade for quite a while, and then we, you know, built a high school. I think we've had 4 graduating classes. I believe this year will be our 5th one for seniors to graduate. And we just believe that, you know, we need to get involved in education. I think the Catholics had it best. Wherever they started churches, they would build a school and help indoctrinate their kids into their faith. What we've seen in the public education is they're indoctrinating our kids into their religion, which is atheism, ungodliness, perversion, all the things you could imagine, and their philosophy and their way of thinking. And so we at Legacy Academy, we hold to the biblical values. We're a discipleship school. You have to be a Christian to attend. We're not evangelizing with our kids. We're just trying to teach them to live for Christ and to serve the rest of their life, serving people and having Christian values. And I think it's very important that we and Christians understand that the public school is not your friend. And the Christian schools are probably the way that we should go.
And by the way, Worldview Matters is powered by Freedom Project, and they started off 15 years ago as a classical Christian online academy. And here we are 15 years later. They've got a media wing, and I'm thankful to be a part of it and to do some of the work they do. But so there's a lot of talk about dismantling the Department of Education. I don't think that can be done if you take that literally, but restructuring is maybe more like it, Pastor Steve. There have been mass layoffs already, but let's talk about what President Trump has been pointing to when he's been talking about this, how we're paying the most in the world per student, and we have some of the worst results when it comes to math, science, reading, test scores. It doesn't make sense. What does the union always say? More money. We need more money for government education. But it's not working. Plus, the system is producing mentally, emotionally, and spiritually enslaved students. Why? Because there's a spiritual dynamic. This is a theme today. The spiritual warfare underlying everything we're talking about, education is just one of the things, one institution where these demonic agendas are coming to the surface. We're seeing them bear fruit because they removed God, they removed Christ, prayer, the Bible, Ten Commandments. Speak to this before we jump into these other issues, Steve.
Well, first of all, I think it's good that Trump is dismantling or restructuring the public education. I believe that it was began with President Carter, and I may get some of this a little off, but at one time when I was a kid, I remember they were telling us we were number one in the world in education, America. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what we are. I think we're 40th or 35th or something. And when they started this federal mandated Department of Education, it's ruined education. And the reason that the liberals want more money is so they can make more money, not to educate our kids. They're not educating our kids. That's a problem. They're indoctrinating them. And so the reason I think we should get rid of it completely, if we could, and leave it to the states, that way we'll begin to educate them. We won't be indoctrinating them. This whole mentality of the school system is really to teach our kids to not believe in God, to not have any morals, that anything goes. Your truth is your truth, and someone else's truth is their truth. Live by your feelings. And it's the antithesis of what the Bible teaches us how we should live as people.
So let's just mention a few of the numbers before we move on. In 1990, the U.S. was sixth overall, which means we've been losing ground. But recently, Pew did a research on the fact we are number 24 in science, number 24 in reading, and number 39 in math. And that's awful on the world stage. So something doesn't add up. But more importantly than the declining test scores is the spiritual aspect. The students are taken away from God, and they're taught that there is no God. They're taught evolution, not as a theory, but as a fact. But I know I'm preaching to the choir. I didn't realize Legacy Academy was around for 20 years. Wow.
Yes, we had K 4 through 8th grade for most of those years. And then our kids were getting older, so we launched the high school. You know, we did the 9th grade 1 year, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. And again, I think this is our fifth graduating class of our seniors. And our kids are doing great in college. They're very well educated. And they have a spiritual component to them. I've seen some of our high school kids that weren't very involved in the church. Now that they're in college, they're very involved in the church. They're serving, they're doing prayer. They're in the prayer team. They're starting prayer groups at the universities. UNM, University of New Mexico, is one of the most liberal universities in the country. And these kids are going on the campus, starting Bible studies and things. I'm pretty impressed with them, actually.
So let's move on now to what we teased at the top of the program. We played a clip from, I think it was Albuquerque News there in New Mexico, the Republican headquarters. There was some arson damage. We mentioned, I don't remember, I think it was before we got on the podcast today, how you very rarely see these attacks against the left. It's interesting that it always seems to go against the right, Christians, conservatives, Republicans. Steve, what's the environment there? We know it's a deep blue state in New Mexico. We know you've got a radical governor. If you want to just take a minute or two and just explain, what's going on there that these things are starting to happen.
Well, the people in New Mexico tend to be conservative in some ways, but very voting Democrat majority of the time. And they don't even know what the Democrats believe in. Most of them don't. So they're ignorant in their the way they vote. And that's the problem in New Mexico. We're not educated enough. We don't care. My dad was a Democrat. My grandfather was a Democrat. So I'm a Democrat, even though their grandfather's Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party of today. And people are bought into a party spirit. It's a work of the flesh. It's what the Bible talks about in Galatians, that, you know, this is a work of the flesh and it's a party spirit. They're more in tune to being a Democrat or Republican or independent than a Christian. And yet they'll say, we have your values, but they'll vote against their values. And that's what's happening in New Mexico. It's really sad. It's based on ignorance and I think just tradition. And when you stand up and fight in New Mexico, you get persecuted pretty good. So,
Well, I'm thankful that it hasn't seemed to stop your church from growing, right?
No. And you know, the thing is, if you just be who you are, too many preachers, too many churches, to me, they try to fake who they are. We don't want to be too aggressive because we'll lose people. Well, listen, I've said this, I think, on this show before. The Bible teaches me that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, but the gates of hell will prevail against a crowd. And too many people are building crowds, not churches, not disciples. And we have to be who we are. And I've just decided I'm going to be who I am. This is the way God created me. I believe the Bible teaches this. And we're going to fight back. We're going to fight for righteousness. And too many Christians are silent on these issues, and they shouldn't be.
So now let's talk a little bit more about the spiritual battle behind what's going on here. Because Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. We see a spirit of Antichrist. We see, and it's open now. It used to be maybe when we were growing up, when we were a lot younger, maybe elementary school days, if they talked about any of these things, they were in hushes and whispers. Things like abortion, homosexuality, go on down the list. Now it's transgenderism, socialism. Now they're very proud. Ephesians 6, verse 12 is very familiar to some of us, but let's think about it in a different way as to what's happening. For our struggle is not against people, it's not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then it says, therefore, take up the full armor of God. Believers need that armor. But Steve, share a little bit, share your heart about the importance of Christians understanding what we're seeing, the fruit that we're seeing in the natural, what we're seeing happening. There's a spiritual dynamic behind it, and it's either a Christian spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, or it is Antichrist and demonic. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I believe that, you know, years ago I read a study or survey from Barna, and I think it said back then about 50% of the people that call themselves Christians don't even believe there's a hell. So why would you believe there's demonic activity? So they would take that scripture and have no idea what it means. That yep. We're not fighting against Joe and Susie, we're fighting against the spirits that are influencing Joe and Susie to do what they do. And if we don't believe in demons, demonic activity, that dark world of the devil and hell, then how can you fight biblically? And so first and foremost, we have to start believing the Bible again. Secondly, we're in a fight. It's a fight. Whether you want to be in a fight or not, you're in a fight. If you're a Christian, you're in the fight. Jesus said you're going to have problems. You're going to have trials. He told us we were going to have troubles on this earth. Mm-hmm. And yet too many Christians still believe, well, I'm serving God, I should have no problems. Well, that he never said that. And I think that we have to disciple people. We have to get people in the pulpit that actually believe the Bible and teach the scriptures, just like you quoted, that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, mights, rulers of darkness of this age. We fight against spirit beings. These are demonic activities. And yes, we got to call it such. We're afraid to call it. We're afraid to say that's demonic. We're afraid to stand up and on the scriptures and with the scriptures and just fight back. And, you know, there's a good fight to fight. This is our fight. This is our culture. This is why God has us living in this day. He's called us to fight this fight. And so many people are forfeiting. They're not even getting in the ring. They're not even trying because they get in the ring and they think it's flesh and blood, but it's not. It's a spiritual battle. And how do you fight spiritual battles? You pray. And then you speak the word of God. You've got to go to the word because the word is life and spirit, and it's powerful. And we have to believe it unashamedly. And I think that's the problem. You know, I say all the time that when absolute truth is removed, absurdity rules the day. And we're seeing absolute truth being removed and absurdity is ruling the day. And
yes.
I say it a lot because I believe it. Mm-hmm. And we've got to come back to the scriptures and understand there's an enemy. His name is Satan. He's got demons and demonic activity. That's what the Bible's referring to. And we have to spiritually fight back. How do we do that? Prayer, quoting the word, confessing the word, standing on the word, fighting for righteousness.
Amen, brother. The spirit, there's absurdity and there's a spirit of delusion. You remove God and the truth, something's got to fill that void in society, in the world, if you take God out, meaning there's no creator, we can be whatever we want. Anyway, also what I thought about when you're talking about, we forgot about being on offense. The sword of the spirit is the word of God, and the word is alive and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, but we're always playing defense, and we've lost the battleship mentality, and thanks to maybe people in the church, some, I don't know, Joel Osteen's and others, we've got this cruise ship Christianity or cruise ship mentality. I know I'm preaching to the choir, Pastor Steve, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a protest. That these protests have been going on around the country, but there was one down there in New Mexico in Santa Fe, hands off everything we love. And it talks about saving democracy. And we're not even sure they can define what democracy is. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Introducing Patriot Mobile, the wireless carrier that stands with you. We are committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream.
Get free activation now with promo code David. Hey, friends, a lot of churches are doing some great work and starting Christian academies, and they're doing some great work state by state. But here we've got an opportunity to grow our online academy, Freedom Project Academy. They are enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15 to save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. Back to Pastor Steve Smotherman, Legacy Church, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jeff, bring up the story with the protest in New Mexico, hands off everything we love. And I want to look at the picture there and one of the signs that says Trump voters are willing to give up democracy for cheap eggs. Okay, I'm kind of confused about that. Maybe they are too, Steve. These are going around across the country, and you said something, I think before we got on the air, how they don't defend the Constitution. They have a different idea of what democracy is. Go ahead and share more about that, because this happened right in your neck of the woods.
Well, I mean, I what we were talking about was I watch these programs, I read articles, and you know, you see the left, the liberals, talking about, well, you know, Trump's a threat to democracy. And I've yet to hear one interviewer, one article ask these people to define what democracy is.
Yes.
What do you mean? He's fighting for our Constitution. He's trying to do the right thing. Government is bloated. He's trying to make it smaller, which it needs to be. Yeah. We don't, you know, these guys, these people are out of work. Most of them weren't working anyway. And so, you know, what does it matter? The IRS, it should be dismantled. And the way it is today, that it even violates our Constitution, that, you know, you're innocent till proven guilty. With the IRS, you're guilty till proven innocent. And I think it's so ironic that these people say democracy, 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 and they don't know what it is. It means that the majority rules. We're not insensitive to the minorities. And we have freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech. And yet the left want to define democracy as long as you're saying what we want you to say, you're okay. But if you say what we believe, what we're saying, you and I would say, then somehow you're a threat to democracy. In other words, they want to kill our babies, mutilate our kids, destroy our family. They've already succeeded in some of that. Live by your feelings, not by choices. We're not animals. We're created higher than the animals. And so we live by our choices. They don't even understand what democracy is. So it's really ironic to me that they would be saying, if there's a threat to democracy, like, what do you mean? You're able to go do all the crazy stuff you want to do because we're willing to fight for democracy.
Mm-hmm. And they have the freedom to do that, but they should be arrested. Anyway, what we're seeing happen now, and this is why I call the demonic justifying crime and violence, they're justifying these actions. We're going to get to a report on the assassination attempt against Trump in a minute, but this next article talks about on Tesla. This is over at Front Page Magazine. The left is downplaying politically motivated crime as, they're just protesting. They're protesting by blowing up cars, Pastor Steve. They're protesting by firebombing, shooting a gun into a Tesla dealership. So crimes don't matter, only the cause. It's all for the cause, just like we saw in the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation riots across the country 5 years ago. So your thoughts on the justification of Tesla? And by the way, we've got there's a survey on that. 57.6% of those on the left believe that the destruction and firebombing of Elon Musk's Tesla dealerships was justified. It's defensible. 57.6%. People say, it's for the good cause.
Well, I think if I can maybe blunt, these people are just stupid. They're just ignorant of any kind of right and wrong. To justify, vandalizing someone's property because you don't like what they have to say. See, they're in violation of democracy. And really, we're a republic. We keep calling it a democracy. They're not even smart enough to call it what it is. It grieves me. It's sad to me that you think because you disagree with our verbiage, with what we stand for, that you have the right to vandalize our stuff. See, that's not democracy. And that's stupidity. And it's wrong. It's just, the reason you don't see people on the right do that, because we're smarter. We have different values and different beliefs. I may disagree with Biden and all the Kamala Harris crazy people and that I think are just so wicked and awful and evil, but I'm not going to go hurt them. I'm not going to go destroy their property because I have some value for myself. And when you don't believe in God, you don't believe in anything but your cause, you don't have any value for yourself. So therefore you resort to violence, you resort to these things that are going to scare, think they're going to scare us. The problem is we're not going to be scared. The Democrats are scared. We're not. And we put up with Biden for 4 years, who was just an incompetent imbecile, Kamala Harris, a cackling hen, and we put up with that. We didn't go after them. We didn't try to destroy anything. And yet these people think that this is going to make their case stronger, which actually weakens it, because people like you and I would be looking. We look at it like, this is so crazy what you're doing. And we as Christians and believers and people who believe in our Constitution, we just need to stand up for what we believe in and Amen. Let these people implode on themselves.
Yes, amen. And that's what they're doing. By the way, someone, I hope they find out who was running the country for 4 years. But let's move on to this next one over at one of our sponsors of Worldview Matters, Harbingers Daily, justifying murder. And this is shocking to some, I guess, if you're paying attention to what's going on. This study was recently conducted over at Rutgers University, and it found out that half of those classified as politically left of center believe the assassination of President Donald Trump, 55.2% of them, and Elon Musk, 48.6%, would be at least somewhat justifiable. Pastor Steve, Isaiah 5:20, God warns, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Your thoughts on this? Well, the dangerous rhetoric is building up, but now we've got half of those on the left, the radicals, over 50% believe that this would be justifiable.
Well, again, I mean, how do you reason with people who are unreasonable? It's just ignorant. I couldn't stand Biden. I couldn't stand Carter. I couldn't stand Obama. I couldn't stand Bill Clinton. I couldn't stand any of those kind of guys. And yet I never advocated to go kill them or destroy them or think it's okay for someone to assassinate them. Reagan was almost assassinated also. And it's so sickening to me. And David, I really blame the church as a whole because we haven't stood up for what we say we believe in. And we're not strong about it. We want to, it's the term that, well, you got to love them in the kingdom. There is no scripture that says that.
Exactly.
There's not even a scripture that refers to that. It says you preach them in the kingdom. By the foolishness of preaching shall men be saved. Well, what is that preaching? The gospel, God's word. And so these people that advocate for murder, thou shalt not murder, the sixth commandment, it just shows their state of mind, how
Yes.
ignorant they are, how ungodly they are, and they're the blight on our society.
So this is obviously a natural progression. You call it a moral decline if you want, but this is a logical outcome of this demonic thing, this delusion, this thinking justifying a cause. As you said, you pointed out very, very well. They have no self-respect, and they certainly don't value life, especially preborn lives in mothers' wombs, preborn human lives. So they're willing to do anything to further their cause. So, Pastor Steve, it goes by so fast with you. In the last minute or so, just give people some encouragement as to we're going to be seeing a lot worse. I know the rhetoric is being ramped up. I'm thinking there's probably going to be more violence, and it's going to result in a loss of life. I hope I'm wrong, but just encourage believers to stay in the game.
Well, yes, and if you're a believer watching this, you stay, keep standing on the scriptures because ultimately God wins. God will win this,
Yes.
and what we're seeing is just is the enemy attacking righteousness, Christianity. They're attacking right and wrong. I say it all the time. God only made two sexes, male and female. He only made one race, the human race, and it's the left that constantly divides. And the reason they want division because they can conquer. If we will stand upon the word of God unashamedly and understanding that we will be persecuted, that people will come after us. I mean, years ago, my car was shot at. Someone tried to shoot me. And did it stop me? No. It just emboldened me like, hey, I must be doing something right because if I'm following Jesus, Jesus said they're going to dislike me. They hated him. They're going to hate you. So
Amen.
stand for what you believe in. And if you don't know as a Christian what you believe in, get to a Bible-believing church, get in the Word of God, and start getting the Word of God in you so you know where to stand. We stand
Yes.
on righteousness, on right standing with God. We stand with God, and we will win. We just got to put up with this craziness because the God of this world, the devil, is alive and well.
Amen. And truth matters, worldview matters. We're always blessed to catch up with you, Pastor Steve Smotherman. Lord willing, we'll do it again down the road. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
All right, friends. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.